Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building, and where I try to tell you the truth about what is happening actually in my life, my experiments, my career, and my journey. Today's episode is very personal because it comes from a place of exhaustion, frustration, and honestly, a little bit of fear. A few weeks ago, I hit a point in my job search where I felt like I was just spinning. Not failing, just spinning. I wasn't moving forward. I wasn't making progress. I wasn't even sure if I was applying to the right jobs anymore. Every application felt like I was lifting a heavy rock and rolling it uphill. And during that moment, I built three small AI agents. They were tiny, simple, almost too basic, but they changed everything. Today's episode is the story of how they were built and how they saved my job hunt and how they might even save yours too. Well, let me start here. The job search is one of the most psychologically destructive experiences that people have to go through. Not because we are not qualified, not because we are not even skilled, but because the process is built on three ingredients that exhaust people. No clarity, no feedback, no momentum. Now, when you apply to a job, you have no idea if your resume is a match. Well, these days, actually, LinkedIn does try to help you with some of this, right? It says like, oh, you're a 60% match or 70% match. But I don't think it's as clear yet. Because, well, 60, 70%? Yeah, there's a ton of other people with the same percentage. You do not know if the recruiter will see you. You do not know if your answer is strong enough. You do not know what they care about most. And in the absence of that clarity, the mind fills that space with doubt. Every rejection that they give, it feels like they're attacking you. Feels very personal. Even though logically you know that it is not, every silence that you get, you know, like when you apply to a job and they don't respond back, that kind of silence, that feels like a failure. Every new job description feels like a new mountain that you have to climb from scratch. So you see maybe a new tool coming up in the job description which you haven't seen before, right? That would feel like a new mountain that you have to climb from scratch. And at some point in my job search, I did hit that stage. I started to fear opening job boards. I procrastinated on the easiest of applications. I kept rewriting the same resume lines, hoping they would magically become more impressive. Now, the biggest pain that I was facing was not skill related. It was more psychological. The question was just simple, but heavy. What is wrong with me? And I know so many of us who apply to jobs probably feel the exact same thing. Now, the breaking point for me came on a weekday morning. I opened the job description. It was a senior data analyst role, something exactly in my lane. I stared at the responsibilities section, 6 bullet points, but my mind felt blank. Now, I kept thinking, what do they actually want? What should I highlight in my resume? What project fits what? is this worth even applying to? Is this going to be another rejection? And then I closed the tab. And I just sat there for 20 minutes, not doing anything. And that is when I realized something. This is not a skills problem. This was a systems problem. I did not need more skills. I needed clarity. I needed direction. I needed something that reduced the mental friction between me and hitting apply. And that is when the idea came. What if I built tiny AI agents that each handle one part of the job search process? So I sat down and defined exactly what I needed. Not a giant AI app, not even a complicated platform. Just three small agents that do one job each, and they do it well. One is the researcher agent, the second is the writer agent, and third is the reviewer agent. Now let me break them down. The one that reads the job description and extracts, this is the researcher agent. It extracts the responsibilities, top skills needed, tools, signals hidden in the text, what the hiring manager is actually looking for, keywords that matter, red flags, and what project to highlight. This agent gave me clarity instantly. No more staring at the job description for 15 minutes. No more guessing. No more trying to interpret vague corporate language. The second is the writer agent. This agent takes what the researcher finds and helps me write. It helps me with resume, bullet points, STAR, star interview answers. So this is situation, task, action, and result. So you know the interview format that you use to give interviews. Accomplishments, summaries, cover letter framing, positioning, and even messaging. This agent gave me momentum. Now, instead of writing or basically rewriting the same bullet points from scratch, I had a structure. I had a direction. I had a baseline. And once the writer agent gave me the structure, I rewrote it in my own voice. Now, this is important. AI does not replace your voice. It gives you a starting point when your energy is low. The reviewer agent. This is the truth teller. This agent looks at everything the writer agent produced and asks, does this sound confident? Is this clear? Is this specific? Does this match the job? Does this feel human? Is this actually strong enough? And the reviewer gives blunt, honest feedback, the type that even your friends would hesitate to give. This agent gave me that quality that I needed. It gave me clarity. It gave me momentum. And more importantly, gave me quality. Three agents, one system, and overnight my job search approach just changed. Now let me take you through what happens when I use this system. Now imagine I find a job description. Let's say it's a product analyst role. I drop the job description into the researcher agent. In less than a minute, I know this role cares most about experimentation, dashboards, user funnels, and business impact storytelling. And then step two would be I ask the writer agent to propose a resume bullet that matches the experimentation requirement, a star story, key metrics to highlight, a one paragraph summary for the top of my resume. And step three, I ask the reviewer agent to tell me if this sounds like someone they would hire. If it does, I refine. And if it does not, the reviewer calls out the issues and I fix them. I want to make something clear. This is not cheating. This is coaching. Again, this is subjective, right? This is structure. For me, this is how I look at it. This is clarity when your brain is tired from overwhelm. Because, well, building these agents did something unexpected. It changed my relationship with the job search. I stopped feeling like I was alone in the process. I stopped feeling like I had to get clarity out of just thin air. I just can't generate that clarity, right? I stopped feeling like every job description was an entirely new challenge. Instead, I had a predictable system. And this gave me something I did not expect, confidence. Now, when you have clarity, you move with confidence. When you move with confidence, you take action. And when you take action consistently, you start to build momentum. Don't take my word for it. Read every self-help book for this, and that's what they'll always tell you. Because momentum is everything. Momentum is that antidote to burnout, and that is when I realized something deeper. One of the people in the self-help space that I follow, from their past work at least, is Napoleon Hill, you know, the author of Think and Grow Rich. Now, this is a very old book, and it's had a lot of recent edits. But some of the principles that were mentioned in the book still apply to this day. For me, in this particular case, the principle that applies is the power of a mastermind. Except, instead of a room full of people, I had three tiny AI agents who were my mastermind, my virtual mastermind, each taking away one layer of mental friction. Well, here's what I learned after doing this exercise. You do not need more willpower. You need a system. AI, for me, helps accelerate that clarity. Momentum comes from removing friction, not adding motivation. Because you will run out of motivation on some days. What will help you is consistency, discipline, because discipline beats motivation every single day. Job searching becomes lighter when you take thinking out of low-value tasks. Your mind is a terrible place to store uncertainty. AI becomes powerful not when it writes for you, but when it reduces confusion. The biggest lesson I got from this is that job search is not a rejection problem. It is a clarity problem. This episode was uncomfortable to record because it comes from a very real place in my life, that something that I felt recently, that something I'm continuing to work on. But I hope sharing this helps someone else who is stuck, overwhelmed, or losing confidence. Now, if you want me to publish the exact prompts for these agents, let me know. I can release them as templates. And more importantly, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. If you like this episode, please do rate 5 stars, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.